Daniels. Sanitarium, California, August 7, 1906. Dear Brother Daniels, I have just read your letter regarding the matter of the appointment of the trustees of the Battle Creek Tabernacle. It has been clearly presented to me that there are men connected with the medical work who would endeavor to secure possession of the tabernacle, and that they would also do their utmost to obtain the property of the Melrose Sanitarium. The Lord would have these purposes defeated. Many do not seem to understand these things. But the word that is given to me is that we are to be sure that all the property owned by our conferences is securely held. It has been presented to me again and again that those in positions of responsibility must be careful in their business management, for the enemy is seeking to secure control of the Lord's property, to strengthen his agencies in doing an evil work. Unless every piece of property is strictly guarded, it may be lost. There are some who have not a conscience nor a judgment that would prevent them from conniving at evil and making false statements to justify their wrongdoings. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, verse 10-18. The Lord sees the end from the beginning. We must watch unto prayer. Let us guard well our speech, that we do not bring against anyone a railing accusation. We cannot afford to allow the enemy to obtain the advantage over us